So, I was reading this ByteDance paper on DartSD, and it basically argues that the way we've been training agents is fundamentally broken because we're treating them like they're following a script.
Right. The whole linear trajectory thing. We've been doing it for years, just mimicking a gold path from a teacher model.
Exactly. But the paper calls it topological collapse. Like, if there are three different ways to solve a problem, and you force the student to only follow one specific path, you're actually killing its ability to explore. It's such a product nightmare. You end up with these brittle agents that freak out the second they deviate from the training data.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, before we get into the weeds, how's your week actually going? You seem, I don't know, unusually focused today.
Just one of those weeks where the bugs are actually making sense for once. It's a rare alignment of the stars. But yeah, I'm ready to poke holes in this diamond topology stuff.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so the core move here is the ISTG, the Interaction State Transition Graph. Geffen, walk me through how that actually differs from a standard trace.
Okay, so usually a trace is just step A, then B, then C. But in a real tool calling environment, if you have to fetch a user's ID and then fetch their last order, it doesn't really matter which one you do first. The state of the world is the same. The ISTG treats those as converging paths.
Right.
It creates this diamond shape. You start at the beginning, the paths diverge as the agent tries different tools, but they converge back at shared intermediate states. By modeling it as a graph of states instead of a sequence of tokens, they can actually see where a student is in the overall solution space, not just which line of the script they missed.
Which is huge for the user experience. Because the agent isn't just memorizing a sequence, it's learning the actual logical backbone of the task.
Exactly. And that leads into the CTB, the critical topological breakpoint. This is the part I actually like. Instead of just saying this whole trajectory failed, minus 10 points, which is what happens in something like GRPO, they project the student's state onto the success reachable region.
Wait, so it's like a GPS for the model?
Kinda. It finds the exact moment the student stepped off the map into a failure zone. That's the breakpoint. Then, it looks at the ISTG, finds a recovery anchor, a state that actually leads to success, and only trains the model on the steps needed to get back on track.
Oh, that's clever. Because you're not overwriting the parts the student actually got right.
Right. They call it localized supervision. You protect the valid reasoning prefix from destructive gradient updates. You're only correcting the mistake, not reteaching the whole lesson.
I love that. It's the difference between a teacher saying, your whole essay is wrong, and this one paragraph is a mess. Fix it. From a shipping perspective, this feels way more stable. It's like the boring control layer we're always talking about, just making the learning signal cleaner.
It is. Though I'll admit, I'm always a bit wary of these self-distillation loops. If the student is the one rolling out the trajectories, you can still get these weird feedback loops where the model just finds a new, stupider way to fail.
Fair, but they're using teacher rollouts to build the original graph, right? So there's a ground truth to anchor to.
Yeah, the ISTG is teacher-derived, so the guardrails are there. I'd still want to see the error bars on those benchmarks, but the mechanism is sound. It's a genuine efficiency win over just throwing more compute at SFT.
I'll take it. It feels like a real step toward agents that can actually recover in production without just looping the same wrong tool call 5 times.
True. That loop of death is the worst.
Okay. We've spent way too much time on graph theory for a Monday. I'm going to go see if I can actually get my own calendar to behave. Catch you later, Geffen.
Good luck with that. See ya.